this is Happy Traum, and this is the first in my series of instruction tapes on the five-string banjo. Hopefully we're going to be able to cover most of the folk styles of playing the five-string banjo, and there is a very wide range of styles, mostly in the right hand. As you probably know from listening to banjo playing, the differences in style is not so much in the chording, because that's the same regardless of what style you're playing, but mostly in the picking techniques. So we're going to try to cover in this series of lessons most of the dominant folk picking styles. But I think the first thing we ought to do is get our instruments in tune. So get your banjo and put it comfortably in your lap, and here are the notes to tune to. We're going to start off in open G tuning, which is the most prevalent type of tuning and probably the easiest to start on. We tune the banjo to an open G chord. So here's the first string, which is tuned to a D. Get your first string in tune with that. Now the second string is tuned to a B, and it's the same B as the second string on the guitar, in case you play guitar too. So here's the B. The third string is a G, and that also is tuned just like the third string on a guitar. The fourth string, or the bass string on the banjo, is a D, and once again, it's like the fourth string on the guitar. And it's an octave below the first string. And finally, the fifth string, or the drone string, which is the string that usually has its peg halfway down the neck of the banjo, is tuned to a high G. And that's an octave higher than your third string. It'll be useful for you to know that if you play the second string and fret it at the third fret, that note will be the same as your open first string. So that'll help you tuning it, to tune that string, if you don't have a tape or something else to tune it to. The same with your third string, except that you fret that on the fourth fret. So third string, fourth fret, will give you a B, same as the second string open. Fourth string, fifth fret, will give you a G, which is the same as your third string open. And your first string, fifth fret, should give you the same note as your drone string, or your fifth string open. Now, knowing those positions is going to be very helpful later on when we start doing slides on the banjo. So try to remember second string, third fret, third string, fourth fret, fourth string, fifth fret, and first string, fifth fret. Now, this is a G chord. And you don't have to do anything with your left hand to get that chord. Just leave it alone and strum it with your right hand. As I said earlier, there are lots of different picking styles with the right hand that we're going to be getting into. The first one is going to be a fairly simple one, although it doesn't sound simple to listen to it. It's one of my favorite styles of playing, and it's an old-time mountain sound. It involves two fingers, your thumb and index finger, and you can get all kinds of different feelings and sounds out of it. So let's start out with this picking style. Take your thumb of your right hand and pick your third string open. Okay, that's with your thumb. Pick down on the third string. Okay, now bring your thumb up to the fifth string and your index finger to the first string and pinch the two together. Okay, thumb on third string and then pinch on the two outside strings. Got it? Okay, do that with me once. Here we go. Thumb, pinch. Keep a good steady rhythm. Okay, now practice that for a while. A little hint here. I very often use my pinky to steady my hand by resting it against the skin of the banjo down somewhere near the bridge beneath the first string. So if you want to try getting into using your pinky or your index finger and resting them on the head of the banjo or the skin of the banjo, you might find that it is easier to get your fingers where you want them to go. But that's up to you. You don't have to do that. It's just a matter of comfort. Okay, now let's try doing the same thing, but now we'll alternate the third string open with the fourth string open. So we'll get this sound. Third string, pinch. Fourth string, pinch. Do it with me. I'm sure you can already begin to hear some of the sound that we're aiming at. So do this over and over again too until you feel that it's coming. And then we'll add something here. Now from this basic strum, we can try a few variations. The first variation we'll do is after your thumb beat on the third string open, pick the fifth string alone instead of pinching it with the first string. And then follow that with an index finger on the first string. And the rhythm is like this. Thumb fifth string, index. One and two. Okay, now once again we can alternate the thumb between the third and fourth string. So you get third string, fifth, first, then fourth, fifth, first. Okay, now once you've gotten a hold of that, we can try mixing up the two, this one, and this one. Let me play that a little bit for you and see. Now there I'm alternating the pinch stroke, thumb, pinch, with the thumb, fifth, first. We can also try come up in any different order. Okay, one more element I want to add to this, and that is instead of playing thumb, rest, fifth string, first string, let's play thumb, first string, fifth string, first string, third, first, fifth, first. Now don't get that confused with the other one. Listen to the rhythm. Here's the one we did before. Here's the one we're doing now. You're just adding one note in there. You're adding an extra beat right after your initial thumb beat. You're adding a beat on the first string. Then you're playing the fifth string open, and then the first string again. Here it is again. Okay, with me now. Thumb, index, thumb, index. Now fourth string. Thumb, index, thumb, index. In this rhythm. A little faster. Now, the idea is going to be that you get these three elements really comfortable. You get your hand working the way you want it to. That is this one, and this one. And you get them so that you can mix them up at will. Whatever you feel like doing, whatever beat you feel like playing, you'll be able to do without having to think about it. Listen to it once. Okay? Now, my advice would be to stop the tape and go back over these three elements, these three basic picking patterns. And keep doing them over and over again until you feel like your right hand is coordinating the way you want it to. And then we'll go on and do some songs with them. Now, before we do a song, there's one more element that I'd like to add, and that is something with the left hand. Let's take that pattern where we picked the fourth string with the thumb, then the fifth string open, and then the first string. And remember that rhythm. Thumb, diddy, thumb, diddy. And two, and one, and two. Don't forget that little rest after the first beat. It's very important. And here's why it's important. I'm going to hammer on. Right after I pick the fourth string open, I'm going to take the second finger of my left hand and hammer on the 4th string 2nd fret. Now I'm sure you know what a hammer-on is, especially if you've played guitar. You just come down on that string hard enough with your left hand so that you get a second note sounded without having to actually pluck it twice. You just pluck it once, then with your left hand you change the pitch of the note. Okay, listen to it now. Open, hammer, fifth, first. Okay, now I'm going to alternate between the third string and the fourth string with the hammer. Try that for a while, and then we can try alternating the pinch stroke, third string, and then the pinch on the first and fifth strings with the hammer on. Listen to that. Now, we don't always have to just alternate between the third and fourth string. Your thumb can also play the second string. So we can mix that in and try a few different things like this. That you can hear the beginnings of even melody playing just by picking those strings open or a little hammering on, and you can hear how your thumb is playing the basic note of the beat, which eventually, when we start getting into playing melodies, will be the lead in this picking style, will be the lead finger, the thumb. Okay, once again, try going over those three different elements, adding the hammer on, and mix them up, play whatever string you like. In this style, the first string and the fifth string are drones, so for the most part we'll leave them open until we get to playing chords. So just pick whatever you feel like and mix them up and try to get used to it, and then we'll go on once again. Okay, now let's take this series of patterns, two-finger patterns, and do a couple of songs. Start out with a real simple one, My Home's Across the Smoky Mountains. And for this we're going to need a chord. Now, we've got the G chord already, so we should get the second most important chord in this key, the D7th. And the way we play that is by putting the first finger on the second string, first fret, and your second finger on the third string, second fret. And here's the way it sounds when you strum it. D7th. Here's the way it sounds when you pick it. And once again, I'm just varying where my thumb is picking to get those different melodic sounds. You can even hammer on that second, the third string, second fret. Gives you a real old-timey sound too, doesn't it? I love that sound. Yeah, G. Now let's try the song, My Home's Across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains, my love. And I never expect to see you anymore. Not quite sure of what you're doing. See if you can get this now. Home's across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountains. My home's across the Smoky Mountain, my love. And I never expect to see you anymore. I'm leaving on a Monday morning, leaving on a Monday morning, leaving on a Monday morning, my love, and I never expect to see you anymore. baby, feed her candy. Rock my baby, feed her candy, my love, and I never expect to see you anymore. Okay, now that song and dozens of others can be played with the same combination of right-hand strokes. So try experimenting with it on your own. You're not going to get the exact same patterns that I got, mainly because I was mixing them up at random, and you'll be doing the same thing. But just try to get that nice, old-time, simple feeling, and of course that can be used with any songs, and we'll go to the other side of the tape, and I'll show you how that can be used with other songs and other chord patterns, and maybe we'll even get to some melody playing on this tape. So, till the other side. See you later.